Well, today our guest is Brian Summers, Regional Manager for Hicks Gas. Brian, welcome to the show.
Lori, thank you for having me on.
We are thrilled to have you. Well, Brian is a member of South Shore Clean City's Board of Directors, so thank you, Brian, for all you do for our organization. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
We're obviously familiar with your work, Brian, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about Hicks Gas and what the company does?
Yes, Hicks Gas has been a leading propane provider in the U.S. for over 75 years. In 2010, we were acquired by NGL Energy Partners, and in 2018, we were acquired by DCC Propane. They are headquartered out of Dublin, Ireland. We were their splash into the U.S. market. DCC operates globally in about 10 countries in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. Currently, we are the sixth largest propane retailer in the U.S. with our acquisition of United Propane Gas at the end of 2020, and we operate in about 21 states.
Great. Wow, that's awesome. So, Brian, tell our listeners, what are some of the current opportunities for propane in the alternative fuels market?
One of the biggest opportunities continues to be in the transportation sector. Mm-hmm. This includes school buses, transit buses, and fleet vehicles. We feel that's a really good opportunity for us. Propane autogas vehicles produce about 22% fewer greenhouse gases than the gasoline vehicles. Mm-hmm. Propane autogas buses cut about 96% more nitrogen oxide emissions than clean diesel buses. Propane infrastructure costs are relatively low compared to other fuel infrastructure costs, and there's no concerns with environmental spills and soil contaminations with propane as there is with diesel and gasoline. Another big opportunity for us is in the landscape equipment sector. Mm-hmm. Propane fuel mowers reduce greenhouse gases up to about 17% and about 16% compared with gasoline in sulfur oxide emissions. Once again, the propane infrastructure is easily scaled up and down depending on the company's needs. Equipment maintenance and oil change frequency is reduced due to the clean burning properties of propane as well.
Wow, lots of win-win-win-wins there. Not just a win-win, win-win-win-win-win, right?
Exactly.
So, Brian, what are some reasons to use propane over other fuel sources?
Once again, the low infrastructure cost compared to other options. I mean, we can size installations up and mm-hmm. down based on customers' needs, mm-hmm. you know, being a small installation, larger installation. Clean burning nature of propane, the clean burning nature of propane is one that really is good. It, once again, cuts down greenhouse gases.
Sure.
It's a domestically produced product.
Mm-hmm.
Propane is electric grid free, making it a valuable partner for other alternative fuels such as solar and wind.
Mm-hmm.
In case there's no wind or sun at a time, you can use propane to boost that power. And it's easily transported and stored as well.
Sure. Well, it sounds like a big help for energy resiliency in times when there's interruptions with other fuel sources or energy sources as well. So what are some of the biggest obstacles to making propane more of a mainstream solution?
Probably the biggest obstacles to it is the number one, I would say, is education.
Mm-hmm.
Educating potential customers on the benefits of how and why propane is a good choice. We need to make sure that we're in front of our customer base, making sure that they understand the benefits of it mm-hmm. versus other things. And another one is product development. Propane-powered equipment doesn't really get a lot of the same focus as other alternative fuel at times in development mm-hmm. and in new technology, but it's something that, as an industry, we're really working on focusing on to make sure that we get the knowledge out there.
Sure. Well, what are some of the future opportunities that you see for propane usage, Brian?
One of them is construction equipment. We're starting to see some companies are starting to do some more propane technology based projects as far as smaller construction equipment, wind and solar generation facilities, as I discussed. More mainstream usage in personal transportation is one.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see in certain states where we're starting to have freestanding propane dispensing stations where customers can go and fuel up their own personal vehicles.
Sure.
other countries do a lot more of this than is done currently in the U.S., but it's something that we're starting to see. It's starting to get some traction.
Well, that's exciting. Brian, how can our listeners learn more about Hicks Gas and all the good work that you're doing there?
Yeah, to learn more about us, our website is www.hicksgas.com, and or they could get a hold of me. My name is Brian Summers. My email address is brian.summers@dccpropane.com. And my number, my mobile number is 312-882-0513 if you're looking for any more information.
Great. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Brian Summers, Regional Manager for Hicks Gas. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for host Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and as Carl always says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.